I was shocked to read this week that this is Super Bowl Sunday for the florist industry. Everybody getting flowers for their mother. Well, this is a special day we call Mother's Day, and the scripture says, give honor to whom honor is due, and so we honor the mothers. It used to be said, back in the old days, that today was the record day for long-distance phone calls. Some of you don't know what that means. Father's Day was the record day for long-distance collect calls. So there was a slight difference there. But you know, we want to honor our mothers. My mother went to be with the Lord Jesus almost 26 years ago. And just before she passed away, the Mother's Day before, I preached a sermon on what I appreciate about my mother. And it's always a good reminder to rethink back, what is it that we remember about our mothers and how were they a blessing to us? Exodus chapter 20, verse 12 says, honor your father and your mother. And then it gives a promise. So when the Apostle Paul was writing to the Ephesians, he said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, for this is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, that you might live a long life on the earth. Different people have given tributes to their mothers. There was a famous sculptor by the name of Bartholdi, if I pronounce that correctly. Anybody ever heard of him? Yeah, you know what he sculptured, right? He was looking for a model whose form and features he could reproduce as, quote, liberty. One of the art authorities advised him the statue should depict figures of thought which are grand in themselves. But as he looked at various, quote, grand people, he chose for his masterpiece his own mother. And so when you look in New York Harbor there at the Statue of Liberty, you are seeing what he saw in his mother. He was honoring his mother. How often do you go to the grocery store and happen to find one of the 57 varieties? Is it still 57 varieties that the Heinz company puts out? How many of you even remember that? Heinz 57 varieties? H.J. Heinz included the following in his will before he died. He said, looking forward to the time when my earthly career will end, I desire to set forth at the very beginning of this will as the most important item in it a confession of my faith in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I also desire to bear witness to the fact that throughout my life, in which there were unusual joys and sorrows, I have been wonderfully sustained by my faith in God through Jesus Christ. This legacy was left me by my consecrated mother, a woman of strong faith, and to it I attribute any success I have attained. Proverbs 31:28 says that children rise up and call her blessed, speaking of their mother. How has your mother been a blessing to you? Do you think about it? Or you just buy a card and give it to her? Don't even contemplate what it says or write anything extra. Sometimes I can't remember my mother very well anymore after 26 years. And my mother was so sick for quite a while before she died. But thinking back, there's certain things that I think were something that any mother should be honored for. And the first was this, That is, my mother gave me a godly heritage. If you've been blessed with a godly mother, how you ought to rejoice. Or if you have a godly mother right now, you ought to be rejoicing. In a word to the mothers, mothers, give your children a godly heritage by living for the Lord. My mother was a Christian. She grew up in the Presbyterian Church. She married my father, who was a Baptist, and he rebaptized her and turned her into a Baptist. But first and foremost, it's not about being Presbyterian or Baptist. She was a Christian. She had received the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of her sin, and this was the most important thing in her life. You could see it in the way that she lived every day. Matthew 6:33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And my mother sought the Lord. One of my earliest remembrances of my mother is seeing her up early in the morning, poring over her Bible and praying, often with tears. Probably praying for me, as well as my brothers and sisters, trying to raise them for the Lord. It's such a beautiful memory, such a beautiful picture. Just seeing her there at the kitchen table with the Word of God open. What a mighty testimony that is. And then she, of course, was the one who continually directed me to seek the Lord, beginning with my salvation. Teaching and training. Oh, what does a mother not teach us? You know, in the Bible, there were various mothers who gave their children a godly heritage. We think of Hannah. Hannah, who had to wait so long to even have a child, and then gave Samuel to the Lord, and she gave him a godly heritage to go with it. And God blessed her, and he blessed Samuel. Napoleon once said, "The future destiny of your child is the work of a mother." Mothers, do you realize what tremendous power you have, for good or for evil? Spurgeon once said, "I cannot tell you how much I owe to the solemn words of my good mother. While we were yet little children, we sat around the table and we read verse by verse, and she explained the scriptures to us. And then came the time of pleading. And then came mother's prayer." He says, "I remember her one time praying like this: Now, Lord, if my children go on in their sins, it will not be from ignorance that they perish. And my soul must bear a swift witness against them at the day of judgment if they lay not hold of Christ." Whew! Spurgeon said, "The very thought of my mother's bearing swift witness against me pierced my conscience and stirred my heart." Wow. There's a picture of a mother caring for her children, giving them a godly heritage. The second thing I remember about my mother, though, is that she honored and respected her husband. Mothers, this is a good thing to do. This is your calling in the scriptures. A woman will be blessed by God if she honors and respects her husband. In Ephesians 5, it talks about submission and about showing honor and respect. How does a woman honor her husband? And a godly mother will do this. How does she do this? Well, the first thing is she does what Scripture says. She submits to her husband's authority. She's not a rebel. Now, is this always easy? Men, is this easy for you to demonstrate this to your wife by the way that you respond to your boss at work? Or how you listen to the scripture being preached, because this is the authority of God coming forward. But a wife learns to submit to her husband's authority, as she trusts God to work through her husband, even if he makes mistakes. That's a big calling to trust, isn't it? A second thing, she can honor her husband by speaking well of him to others. It's interesting, in 1 Peter 3 it says, Sarah obeyed Abraham and called him Lord. A third thing to honor your husband is to praise him. By the way, if it was Father's Day, I'd be telling the fathers to praise their wives and their children. It's always good for all of us to get into the practice of praise, beginning with praising God, right? In fact, first and foremost, all praise is to God. Even when we're praising our mothers, we should say, I thank God for my mother. And even when we're talking to our mother, Mother, I just thank God for you. Because that's what it's all about. And oh, the impact of a wife who looks at her husband, admires him while he's speaking to other people, is such a picture for the children of respect and honor that they will learn. And of course, this is fulfilling the responsibility of a wife, which is a blessing and heritage for all of the children. So I thank God for the godly heritage my mother gave me and for the way that she responded to my father. But the third thing is the way that she loved her children. My mother loved her children. Mothers are to love their children, love their grandchildren, love their great-grandchildren. One of the ways they do it is by teaching. A mother's a teacher. Every mother is a teacher. One of the first things they teach is teach their children to obey. Right? But there is one thing that comes before obedience. And if you haven't learned this, you need to learn this, especially with the little ones. But even as they grow older, if they're still not learning to obey, this is probably the problem. The first thing you need to teach your child is attentiveness. Because you tell your child to do something and they don't do it, the next question needs not to be, why did you disobey, but did you hear me? It's amazing how people learn to tune people out. Even children, their parents. Okay? And so you need to get into their face and say, did you hear me? Do you know what I said to you? Are you ready to obey this? Okay? It's amazing how often they didn't even hear. Because they've tuned you out. They're not listening. And so attentiveness and obedience. But the mother teaches, in a sense, by almost like, we might say almost by osmosis, really by example, how to love people. If you love people the way your mother loves people, would that be a good thing? Mothers, consider that. If my children love people the way I love people, will this be good? By the way, your children, you taught them to talk, you taught them to walk, oftentimes you taught them to read. I mean, you are teaching your children all kinds of things. By the way, what did children learn the best? Well, there was a little poem written a long time ago. It's called Children Learn What They Live. You remember that one? If a child lives with criticism, she learns to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, he learns to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, she learns to be shy. If a child lives with shame, he learns to feel guilt. If a child lives with tolerance, she learns to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, he learns confidence. If a child lives with praise, she learns to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, he learns justice. If a child lives with security, she learns to have faith. If a child lives with approval, he learns to be like himself. He learns to like himself. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, he or she learns to find love in the world. Children learn what they live. And particularly from their mother, beginning at a young age. I remember that one of the main things my mother taught me was the Word of God. And she would teach me to memorize Scripture. I remember that she would get these little, they weren't booklets. I don't know how you would describe it. It's just sort of one of these little things that's folded up and you open it up and it's got these verses. And one of them was the Beatitudes. And that's where I learned the Beatitudes, back when I was a child. Another one was the Christmas story. Luke 2:1-16. So I remember I memorized that because she had given me that and helped me to work on that. These are just memories and so many other verses. I remember my mother continually reminding me in Proverbs chapter 1:10, "My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent." And of course, giving me the Romans road to salvation over and over again. And then reminding me of Romans 12:1-2. "Always to present my body as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is only my spiritual service of worship. And not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of my mind, that I might be able to prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God." And so I thank the Lord for the blessing that she was in encouraging me to know the Word of God. We think down through history of all the times that different mothers bless their children. Martin Luther would talk about his mother, the blessing that she was to him. He said she often went hungry just to save up some extra money to send him to school to get an education. There's a story of another young boy. He had to work long hours in a factory in Naples in Italy. Boy, count your blessings, children, that you didn't have to go and work in a factory when you were 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. Yeah, that really happened. Well, this young boy wanted to be a singer. He loved to sing. When he was 10 years old, he took his first lesson in voice. And the teacher said, "You can't sing. You don't have a voice at all." What an encouragement, right? Well, the boy's mother had visions of greatness for her son. She believed that he had the talent to sing. And she was very poor. But putting her arms around him, she encouragingly said, "My boy, I'm going to make every sacrifice to pay for your voice lessons." Well, did he have a voice? Could he sing? Have you ever heard of the man named Caruso? Yeah, I guess he could sing. A little training. Mothers know these things and they encourage. Sometimes if it's something that they can't teach, they encourage them to learn it some other way. They're a blessing to their children. My mother would teach me to try to learn wisdom, study the book of Proverbs. She used to remind me and say things like, "Never do anything you would not want to be doing when Jesus returns." You ever heard that one? Yeah. What if Jesus came today? He's going to come one of these days. And even if he doesn't come today for everybody, he might come today for you. So what are you doing? What are you doing when Jesus comes? I mean, can you imagine yourself at the point of just yelling at someone and being all upset and then Jesus came? Oh, and he pats you on the back and says, "Well done." No, that wouldn't be too good, would it? What are you going to be doing when Jesus comes? Well, learn to do the right things. There was this young man, he went off to art school, and as he was leaving home for Paris to be a student, his mother said, "I would rather see you dead than unfaithful to God's commands." Well, there's a good one. There's a good one. And she taught me by her godly character. She had great diligence. She had great endurance, patience. She was a strong woman, and I thank God for her. The last thing I want to share with you is that she loved people, and she spent a lot of time counseling them, counseling other ladies, being an encouragement to them. I mean, what did we read in the scripture today? The older women are to teach the younger women. They're to help them. They're to encourage them. They're to be a blessing to them. They're to teach them how to do things the right way. Now, we thank God for godly mothers whose their children are older now, and they are helping the younger ones. Hebrews 3:13 reminds us, encourage one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Are you an encourager, mothers? You're to encourage especially the younger ladies. Help them. Not everyone has a perfect mother. Some of the young ladies are really struggling because they need an older woman to come alongside and to explain things and teach them things that they never did get from their mother. And that's where the godly mothers rise up and they help out. And then I want to share a word with the mothers, especially. Although I've sort of been sharing it with the mothers all along here, but I've been trying to share with you some ideas about how to honor your mother. And what to honor your mother for. But for the mothers, the question, how are you going to be remembered? And how do you think your children see you now? What kind of a mother are you? And how do you want to be remembered by your children? Will your children rise up and call you blessed? Will they honor and praise you and say, my mother did this and my mother did that and I'm thankful for my mother? Some people, I've heard them say, my mother never said a cross word. Well, I can't say that about my mother. Although she used to do crossword puzzles. But I did hear some cross words. Some would say, I never saw my mother angry. Well, I can't say that either. But maybe a lot of it was justified by some of her children's behavior. But how are you going to be remembered? Hopefully, there will be lots of good things that your children will remember, and they will rise up and praise you. So today is a special day to remember your mothers. So make sure that you do. And may God's blessing be upon each one of you. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for our mothers. They are such a tremendous blessing to us. They're a gift from you. I mean, even the Lord Jesus was gifted with a special mother, the Virgin Mary. She was a very special lady. And she's honored among women. She shouldn't be honored above women, but she is to be honored among the women. And what kind of a mother was it, Lord, that raised someone like David to be a man after God's own heart? Or we think about Hannah and the job that she did in raising Samuel. Or we think about Elizabeth, even in her old age, blessed with a child and raising up John the Baptist. Or we think about Timothy and how it was his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice both raising this young man to be godly. Father, it's one of the greatest privileges and blessings to be a mother. And also one of the greatest responsibilities. And they need lots of prayer. And Lord, so we pray for these mothers today. We pray that you would strengthen them physically for the task that you give to them. We pray you'll give them health and strength. We pray that you will help them in their spiritual walk, in their spiritual life, to be mighty in your Spirit, to be filled to overflowing with your Spirit. And pray that you would strengthen them psychologically, their mind, their will, their emotions, to be totally centered and submitted to you. And at the same time, Father, we just say thank you so much for mothers. And especially for those who've been blessed with a godly mother, we say thank you, Lord. We praise you. The Lord is so that we might live for you. Help us each one to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. And may you be glorified. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.